This is 33.3 FM. I'm DJ Mahewa, blowing in with Tisa News. Today, the purple chicken still hasn't crossed the road. Cloud traffic is at an all-time high, and Dr. Kaliang is one stop closer to answering the question, can everyone whistle? Our top story is the Jabali and Sauti exclusive. Our favorite young detectives have done it again. The fearless Jabali and musical Sauti have solved yet another impossible case, the mystery of the missing bedtime. Here's how they did it. Last night, Tisa was in chaos. Children were tired. Some yawned. Some stretched. While others rubbed their eyes. Babies were crying. And parents were grumpy. What's all this now? This is just too much. Jabali could not read. Sauti could not make music. Something in the air felt different. Sauti listened to the wind. Everyone was complaining. Nobody could find any sleep. You see, bedtime is the only supplier of sleep in Tisa. But no one had seen bedtime that evening. Jabali and Sauti had a case on their hands. The mystery of the missing bedtime needed to be solved. Our two detectives looked, but they did not find bedtime anywhere. Jabali said,
"Well, if we cannot see bedtime, maybe we can hear him."
Sauti said,
"I can make something that will help us hear any strange noises in all of Tisa."
Sauti picked a branch and made a long flute. Then she put the hollow end of the flute to her ear. She could hear a noise coming from far away. But she wasn't sure what it was. She placed the flute in Jabali's ear. Jabali shouted,
"Snoring!"
But we didn't see anyone sleeping in Tisa. Sauti said, "Bedtime is the only one who carries a bag of sleep. So if we find whoever is snoring, we will find bedtime." That is how I met the two detectives. I was out walking because I also could not find sleep. When they told me their plan, I decided to join them. We followed the sound of the snoring. We walked and walked and walked until we came to this huge baobab tree. We heard a loud coming from inside the trunk.
"Bedtime, is that you?"
Jabali called. Nothing. The snoring continued. I knocked on the tree trunk. But the snoring did not stop. Sauti had another idea.
"Jabali, do you remember what Bibi used to do for us before we went to sleep?"
Jabali said,
"She would sing."
Sasa, see, we decided to sing. Sauti played the flute while Jabali and I sang. "Bedtime, we love you, we miss you. Please come back to us." The snoring stopped. Out of a hole in the trunk came Bedtime in his big warm blanket and pulling a heavy bag of sleep behind him.
"Bedtime too does need some sleep every now and then."
We had found Bedtime! As we all walked back, Bedtime would take a fistful of sleep and blow it towards everyone who needed it. Calm slowly returned back to Tisa. The babies were quiet. The parents were happy. Jabali enjoyed his book, and Sauti's music floated in the air. Soon, all of Tisa was sleeping. Fun fact! Did you know that human beings spend one-third of their lives sleeping? This means that if you're 9 years old, you have spent a whole 3 years asleep. I know, right? Sleep is very important, both to children and adults. That's a fact. And that is how our favorite detectives, Jabali and Sauti, solved the mystery of the missing bedtime. Signing out from 33.3 FM in Tisa, I've been yours, DJ Mahewa.